At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPerksonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.
Hey, Babus. Hey, once again. Just give me a minute, please. I have to take this break. Yes, I'm back. Whew, what a relief. And you must be wondering why have I just like disappeared for a minute. But well, this has got to do with the topic of this episode of Cheers Chatty podcast. So today I'm going to be talking about pee breaks during beer breaks. So you know, for all the different styles of beer, the commercial comfort and the craft beer snobbery that we all portray and say, oh, I drink only here and I drink it this way and all of blah, blah, blah and all that. Boss, at the end of the day, only one thing matters. We all go back to one place, and that is to the nearest place where we can take a pee break. You know, this is the thing about beer. We all run to get it, and we run even after we get it. And it doesn't matter, you know, in desperation, you know, how the loo is, you just have to do it, yeah. So yeah, I just thought, why not talk about it? Because I go through it personally. In fact, my friends also joke about it. Oh, you know, one thing about Chatty is that first she'll go for the beer and after that we have to keep looking for the nearest loo. But kya kare, beer hi aisi cheez hai. So like I'm wondering, why is it that we always, you know, we pee so much, we need to take a, you know, leak after that. So I said, chalo Dr. Google, let's get to work. But nahi yaar, you know, after I was writing my notes and I realized that this is like total bouncer, it's not going anywhere. So then I looked up and said, who are the doctors that I can speak with? And my very, very close friend, someone dear to me, Dr. Abhishek Sharma. He more than obliged in such short notice. And I got him on the podcast to ask him, what is it about beer and alcohol that we keep taking breaks? Now, why do we need to urinate so much? And this is what he had to say. Hey, Babus! So we've reached the middle segment of our podcast. And since we're talking so much about peeing and beer and all of that, so I wanted to know, why is that we actually go and water some other kind of a hole after drinking so much beer? Yes, it happens even over alcohol, but more so with beer. And I'm one of those prime examples where one is looking out for a loo around. So instead of relying on Dr. Google, I decided to call on a doctor itself. He's a very good friend and he's a doctor. His name is Abhishek Sharma. Hi, Abhi.
Hi, Chatty. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well and thank you so much for being on Cheers Chatty Show.
It's my pleasure. Thank you. Thanks for having me over.
Firstly, Abhi, you're a beer drinker. You and me have shared quite a few beers. So what are you drinking these days?
So Chatty, you are responsible for evolution of my beer tastes.
Thank you.
Moved away from canned beers become sort of an elitist and now focus more on freshly brewed beers. My favorites are German beers, so I like Hef and Dunkel. Dunkel more than Hef, but if I can't find Dunkel, then I'll go for Hef.
Okay.
I also have developed some liking for IPA.
You like bitter stuff, huh?
Sorry?
I said you like bitter stuff.
Yeah. The bitter the better. But if I am in mood for a long drinking night, then I'll stick with Dunkel rather than IPA. Yeah.
Fantastic. So Abhi, like I, you know, introduced the podcast episode, and everyone keeps wondering why do they pee so much after drinking beer. So can you throw some light out there and actually some water on that and tell us why does it happen?
Yeah, so And Chatty, it's quite interesting. I actually dug up a bit before I came to chat here. And I also found some a bunch of interesting things. So we have what are strong alcoholic beverages, and then there are weaker alcoholic beverages like beer. So stronger alcoholic beverages apparently have a very strong diuretic effect. For those viewers of yours who need more explanation, diuretic effect means the urge to pass more urine, in the sense that alcohol basically acts on the brain to release or suppress hormones so that, you know, we tend to urinate more or we tend to piss more. Now, the weaker alcoholic beverages, apparently some Dutch studies done in 2017 show that weaker alcoholic beverages do not have too much of a diuretic effect. How did they demonstrate it? They basically took two sets of people. For one, they gave alcoholic beer, and for the other, they gave non-alcoholic beer. And they found that the urine output over the next 3 hours as well as over the next 24 hours was roughly the similar. So weaker alcoholic beverages are making us piss more, not because of the diuretic effect or the effect of alcohol on brain, but simply because we are drinking more water, we are ingesting more water. The stronger alcoholic beverages, on the other hand, which is whiskey, vodka, rum, they do have a diuretic effect, and it for every shot or for every glass of hard alcohol that you are having, stronger alcoholic beverage, the effect will last for maybe 1 to 3 hours. And the longer you drink, the more dehydrated you will become. So that can explain, to my mind at least, that, you know, when you tend to drink beer, you know, you don't really end up with a hangover the next morning. I haven't seen that, at least in my case, and not in my friend circle either. But if you tend to have a very long drinking night with stronger alcoholic beverages, you do tend to end up with a hangover, because you know, the diuretic effect of stronger alcoholic beverage tends to dehydrate you.
So in a very simple term, because the water content is high in beer, so you're saying that could be the reason why we keep rushing to the loo, marathon trips to the loo.
So just imagine if we are having in a drinking night on a weekend, even if we are drinking, 4 pints, that is roughly 1.2, 1.3 liters of extra water that we are ingesting. So that is basically what is coming out on the other side. It's not sucking additional water out of the body. Yeah.
So from a pint to a pee, whatever it takes, we will never stop drinking beer because we love it.
No, this is quite interesting. You made me dig up some new exciting research that has happened on this in this space, which I didn't know of earlier. I thought, you know, it would be good to share that with you and with your audience and listeners.
Thank you so much, Abhi, and I'm looking forward to meeting you soon. And we'll also have something, we'll have our beers and also see, we do something like a fastest pee first, that who first goes to the loo and how long they take out there.
Let's keep beakers ready. Let's see how much we ingested. And let's see, you know, if there is a difference. I am pretty sure after reading the research that it will, input will be equal to output. So
let's put to practical use now.
Okay. Cheers.
Okay. Thank you, Abhi. Thank you so much for being on our show.
Cheers. Thank you. Thanks, Jack.
Cheers. Bye. Well, now that we've understood why is it that, you know, our body needs to go and release itself so much, there are other aspects about beer as well. One of the things that I keep saying is that it's my experience about it. So this is at a time when I was in full-time advertising and with an agency. I used to go every Friday to Pune to meet a client. We had client meetings, so it's part of the deal or the contract that we had. We had to go and visit, get bajaud and come back as well. And so when I would go, it would be all like, you know, one kind of a stress, that's the work stress. And when I would return, it would be the other one, The first, it starts with a lot of excitement to go to Arvind Wines. That used to be my, constant place that I would go pick up my few beers. And I knew those guys also very well at that point of time. And as, the few sips, not few sips, half a mug, half a can of beer that went in, then it would start. Food court to durki paata jaan mil jaye, I would just go and irrigate the entire green belt around the expressway. And that used to happen. And even other places when I, go to some drinking places in malls and stuff like that, I would always look out for where the nearest restroom is. That's a very strange thing. All these, bars are very well done and, they're so huge. But when you have to go to the loo, you have to go out to the common one. And that's quite a walk at times. And again, there I have one more problem. Because the way I dress and the way I look and the way I walk, I get mistaken to being a guy and I'm being told, yaani wahan pe jaana, gents wahan pe hai. And, ek to you're desperate. And top of that, then you have to explain your gender as well. Oof. So in the next part that, I reach out to is that when, especially we women have so much of a problem, finding a place, the nearest place to go. I said, okay, are there any brands around here that work towards it as well? And then it just struck me, for my 50th birthday, my college gang, amongst all the other gifts that they gave me, the hamper they gave me, the one thing that they gave me was the Peabody pack, that where women can actually stand and urinate, these pads that you get. Just like you have sanitary pads, now you have pee pads too. So I went and looked up at the pack that I have, and I said, okay, let's talk to the brand that has actually made this great innovation. I really thank them for it. Every woman should, and even other brands that are there. So that's Sirona, and they have this Peabody, urination kit. So I got in touch with the co-founder, Mr. Deep Bajaj, and so why not include him in our Cheers Charity podcast too? First of all, he was like very taken aback a lot with a topic like this, and most of what a beer podcast. Listen to him, I don't need to say more. And I really thank him and many other brands like these that are working a lot towards women's hygiene and personal care as well, even in the alcohol sector. Here it is. Hi, Deep.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. How's Sunday looking?
Beautiful. Looking forward to the match.
Oh, yeah. Same here, man. Who do you think is going to win?
I'm okay with both of them, actually. I have no favorites, but I would want New Zealand to win.
Same here, man. I just feel they need to get there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I hope you've stocked up enough beers. I have at least.
Absolutely.
Great. So Deep has someone who's worked a lot in terms of for feminine personal hygiene. He's got products for something for personal hair care for women, travel hygiene, intimate and sexual care, pregnancy, menopause, and much more. Deep, I think you're best, to introduce yourself, and you're doing such a fantastic job.
Oh, you're so kind. I think you yourself are doing such a great job. This is first. You're the only one in India who does a beer podcast, is it?
There are others who are doing it, but I purely focus on beer.
Awesome, yeah. Very, very good. No, so thank you for having us over. Yes, you're right. We are Sirona, a startup known for addressing unaddressed intermittent menstrual hygiene issues faced by women, and the subcategories within which we operate are toilets, intimate, menstrual and sexual. So those are the areas where we go after issues. We identify them and solve them with our innovations. That's what we do. So yeah, and one of them is obviously Peabody, which helps women stand and pee, and otherwise Sirona menstrual cups, so on and so forth.
Okay. So tell us, how do women actually buy them, and what's their frequency of purchase? Because I was just reading up on your website and you've sold over 30 lakh units. So what kind of women are these? Are these people who just, they're from a certain class and strata of society, certain backgrounds? What's the insight over there?
Well, you're right. About 3 million units of Peabody have been sold over the last few years. The variety is actually quite wide. So, you know, we have college-going girls who carry it in their bags for you know, usage during when they're traveling by metro and public transportation. A very strong, portion is for women who are very active in any kind of fitness or sports, you know. They're marathon runners, bikers, runners. Those are regular users. Obviously, for clubbing, it is something that girls do keep it in their bags. And about 1/3 of it comes from women who are expecting or who have arthritis, you know, because their sitting and standing becomes an issue. And it's no more about a dirty toilet. It becomes more of a physical inability to sit and stand. And Peabody just helps you stand and pee. And they're buying more online. So obviously there is thesirona.com or peabody.in where you can buy Peabody and other products from us. But otherwise, majority of it goes from Amazon, Flipkart, you know, where it's just far more convenient for you to, you know, log in and buy it with other set of products that you might want to buy.
Okay. And speaking of frequency, have you encountered people, any customers, women consumers, I'm talking about, who've said that, you know, they specifically require it, you know, after having a few shots of drinks or beer or something like that? Have you ever had that kind of a segment too?
Well, yeah, we get varied feedback. And yes, those who go out clubbing, beer drink especially, right? I mean, you have to... Beer and peeing goes hand in hand.
They're perfectly paired, yeah.
Yeah, so it's your perfect buddy for beer drinkers and bikers and beer drinkers, yes. That's where the frequency of purchase and usage is fairly high. I mean, we've seen, we did one campaign with Beer Cafe long ago. And that's where, you know, yeah, and then women customers really loved it because, you know, they were otherwise not, the last pint is always that goes for a waste because, you know, if you're there for a couple of hours, first few hours, you know, you'll just go and use the washroom at the pub, which might be clean, you know, but last pint you won't have because, you know, you have to travel the distance from the bar to your place. Now that has become a little easier for some of our customers because they can also stop at a fuel station as long as they have the Peabody handy.
And it is also very difficult to let go of the last pint too. Because, you know, you always have this guilt. Oh my God, you know, the next time when you really need a drink, you think, oh, that particular day I wasted beer. I mean, I at least make sure that I don't. But yeah. And, you know, I'm personally responsible for irrigating Mumbai Pune Expressway also. Like, yeah. Ja mil jai kar lo yaar. When nature calls, you have to bloody answer it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Hum bhi nature hi hai yaar. Aisa nahi.
Exactly.
And it is good for the plants also. Aisa nahi hai.
I'm doing we're all doing a good service also. Yeah, right. The bargain. But in fact, you spoke about Beer Cafe because that was going to be my next question. As like, if any of the alcobev or beer brands ever got in touch with you and you've done any kind of activity?
Well, I think it's early days in India. Yeah. You know, when you look at merchandising, abhi bhi people are used to giving those, they'll give those pen drives or they'll give keychains. Utility tak baat pahunchi nahi hai. I did write to a few because I come from events as a background, but unfortunately, have not been able to do something formally, but would love to. I think for if you really want women to start having beer and have it bindas, I think there's no better gift for you to give than Peabody, you know.
Absolutely, completely agree. Yeah. You know, so, I mean, it is so important because you always have that kind of stress that where do I go right now? It's so good for men. Yeah, ja khade ho jao wahi se line shuru nahi ho jati, but pee shuru ho jati.
Karab nahi hai wo. So at least when we are traveling with me and my wife, so obviously I'm not proud of the fact that we can stand and pee, but it certainly is a fantastic convenience here. You know, हमें वो सोचना नहीं पड़ता है इतना तो अभी तब हम ट्रैवल कर रहे होते हैं रोड ट्रिप स्पेशली सो वी जस्ट ओपन द फ्रंट डोर एंड द बैक डोर शी स्टैंड्स राइट इन द मिडल लुक्स एट द फील्ड्स एंड डज हर बिजनेस यू नो हाउ आई वुड डू
मेनी ऑफ देम डूइंग इट इट्स वेरी सैड बट क्या करें And that's the reason why I thought, you know, because I have to do this episode on with you because it's you know, because I feel that no matter what style of beer, what kind of beer, what brand you have, wo sab chochlapan sab ho jayega, but for everything at the end of the day, everyone needs to go to that one particular hole. Yeah.
You gotta pee when you gotta pee.
Yeah. So Deep, we've reached the almost the end of our podcast, and before we one buddy for the road, is there anything, any message that you would like to give women beer drinkers?
Well, I'd say please drink bindas. Thank you for drinking. I think that's all. I think, and if there's anything that you think we can do, any other problem that we can solve in toilets, please let us know. Would love to solve. And that's all. Just stay happy, stay away from energy vampires, and enjoy our beer. Yeah.
Oh yeah, very important. Okay, great. Thanks so much, Deep, for having for featuring in Cheers Charity Podcast. This is your first one, and I'm sure we're going to be having many more as well. And when, especially in such a short notice, on a Sunday.
Oh, you're always welcome. I'm so glad that we spoke, that we met, and yeah, we should do a lot of stuff together. The podcast that you're creating is fascinating, to say the least, you know. Beer podcast. You, very, very good. Congratulations. And I hope you guys do well.
Thank you, Deep. I'll sign off now. You take care of yourself.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, yes. Yeah, that's the part on the pee buddy. And again, coming back to the little bit of a fun part. So I remember, you know, we went to Pondicherry, a lot of my friends, and I have this thing about, you know, how people walk and behave and their body language after a lot of beers, because I also do that. I call it like a pee walk. So my best friend Anurag, she decided that, hey, let's all of us do this pee parade. And we were like 6-7 girls, and right in public. Okay? So, and I was obviously leading the pack as usual on this topic, at least. So she said, oh, you walk in front and we will, you know, all stand behind and we will see how you walk and we will also follow you. So I said, okay, yeah, fabulous. And anything to embarrass people, right, you know, in public, it sounded very interesting and fun. So I did this. I took my job very seriously, and I walked ahead doing this pee walk with the whole world around Pondicherry looking at me. And all of a sudden, after a few seconds, I had a little, you know, thoda sa doubt aa gaya. So I looked back and I saw that, you know, Anu ganged up with the other girls and they all walked away. So I was me all alone, like an idiot, walking up ahead. Well, that was fun, and it's still a great memory. So yeah, so that's it. That's all that I have for today's episode about her, him and beer. So ladies, take good care of yourselves, and also always carry a pee buddy or any pee kit, just like you carry a sanitary pad for that time of the month. And men, do what you guys always do. Jahan aap log khade ho jate to wahin se shuru ho jate. So that's it from me. This is Chari from Cheers Chari, signing off from Cheers Chari Podcast. Be good to yourself, take care of yourself, and take care of that bladder too. Cheers.